USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signed his massive $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill a day earlier, the ceremony happening after Biden originally planned to sign it on Friday. The relief bill getting no support from Republicans in the House or Senate. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy telling Fox News,
"We tried with President Biden. He said, look, I'll meet you halfway. We said, okay. Well, and then he just ignored us.
I
mean,
I know.
If he was meeting us halfway, he's a damn poor judge of distance."
A federal judge struck down a nationwide eviction moratorium issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, ruling the 2020 ban was beyond its authority. The CDC argued the eviction ban was needed to curb the spread of the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is marking the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus shutdowns.
Over 500,000 Americans who have died. Around 30 million have become infected.
During a Capitol briefing, the California Democrat calling it heartbreaking. Pelosi also cheering the passage of the massive stimulus bill, which was signed by President Biden today. The White House is continuing to defend the Biden administration's immigration policies. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it will take time to fix the mess, her words, left behind by the Trump administration. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Neal says the influx of illegal immigrants crossing over into Texas is hurting his state.
The stories that I could share with you today, but we don't have the time, the horrific stories, the number of victims in Fort Bend County that have been victimized by illegals would make a billy goat puke.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The administration is continuing to secure more doses of the coronavirus vaccine.
The White House announced Wednesday that the federal government was ordering another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine in a move to help meet the goal of having enough vaccines for anyone who wants one by the end of May. Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes that will help get 100 million Americans vaccinated by early April. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CNBC that the hard part going forward will be drumming up demand after supply increases.
Yeah, I think that the supply is increasing quickly, and I think the bigger issue is going to be demand pretty soon. We're going to have more supply than demand. After we work off the really intense demand that we're seeing right now, particularly from older Americans, I think we're going to see demand start to drop off. We'll get 100 million Americans vaccinated probably by early April. We'll probably get to 125, maybe 150 million Americans vaccinated, but beyond that, it's going to be difficult, and I think we will need to stimulate demand.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Florida Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Blart says the nearly $2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Biden isn't focused enough.
You know, we've had, almost half a dozen COVID bills that were bipartisan. They could have done another COVID bill that was bipartisan, but they didn't want to do a COVID bill. They wanted to do a graft and corruption and payoff bill.
Congressman Diaz-Balart also saying the bill isn't good for Floridians. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.